This time I'm going to hand over to Chris. Chris Bird is our intern here at Knox this year. Chris.
Good evening. Welcome to Knox. It's wonderful to see so many visitors. And as Pastor Tom said, I'm the intern here. I've been here for 6 months. We'll be here for another 6 months. This is actually the beginning of a new path in my life towards full-time ministry. But previous to this year, I was actually teaching 8th graders music. So I feel very at home with you all here, and I'm really glad that you're here. And I'm not only glad to see you, but I am thankful, and I have the thankful to the Lord, and I have the privilege of proclaiming to you His Word and the Gospel, what God has done in Jesus. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So our passage, which is printed in your bulletin, comes from the prophet Ezekiel, Ezekiel 36. Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 25 through 27. And the prophet Ezekiel lived about 600 years before Jesus came. And through Ezekiel, God spoke these words. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses. And from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and be careful to obey my rules. This is the Word of God. This is a beautiful, glorious promise. But you can't understand the glory and the wonder of this promise until you first understand the problem that the Lord was addressing here. See, every person, every human being that comes into this world with a deadly disease. It's called sin, a deadly disease. And that deadly disease brings with it three deadly problems. But God promised a solution, three solutions, a triple solution for the three deadly problems. So what are these three deadly problems? Well, the first problem is the problem of the heart. See, every human being is born with a wicked heart that God says is in rebellion against Him. You're born with a wicked heart. And in fact, the Bible, Psalm 58, God says that that wicked, rebellious heart is like a cobra. It's like a poisonous snake. And that's why you gossip about other people. That's why you get jealous of others. That's that wicked, that cobra heart. That's why you have bitterness in your heart. The anger that you have towards others, when you lash out at people, that's that wicked heart, that cobra heart. The lust that you have, that is the wicked heart. It's the cobra heart. And that's the first deadly problem. The second deadly problem is the problem of the filthy past. See, because of you have a wicked heart, it produces sin. And when you sin, it makes you dirty. See, sin makes you dirty, not on the outside, but on the inside. You know, if you're out working or you're out playing football and the mud, you get dirty, you can go take a shower, right? Because that dirties you up on the outside. But when you sin, it dirties you up on the inside. When you lie, right? When you tell a lie, it makes you dirty. When you're looking at things that you know you shouldn't, it creates dirt on your heart and on your soul. And the Bible says that all sin, right? God says all sin, it's like sewage. It's like human excrement. In his sight, the prophet Isaiah said, all the righteous things that we try to do out of our wicked, rebellious hearts, are like dirty rags in God's sight. So that's the second problem. Second deadly problem is the filthy past. The third deadly problem of sin is a poisonous life. See, when you have that wicked, rebellious heart, that wicked heart is poisonous, like that cobra. See, sin is destructive. And we all know something of the destructiveness of sin. And when you gossip about someone, you tear down their name. It's destructive. When you tell a lie about someone, you tear down their name. It's destructive. When you lash out at someone in anger, right, it hurts people. Right? Unfaithfulness in marriage, it destroys families and marriages. Sin is poisonous and it's destructive. So that's the triple problem of sin. A wicked heart, a filthy past, and a poisonous life. And that sin, those three deadly problems, are what separate you from God. You know, you were created to be in fellowship with God. We were created to know God and to be in relationship with Him. And there is nothing better, because that is what you were made for. But those problems, that sin, separates you from God. And it also puts you under His wrath. You know, one day we're all going to stand before God. You'll stand before God on the day of judgment. And God will look at you. He'll put you in His x-ray machine, so to speak. And, you know, God doesn't look like we do. We look on the outside. You know, the Bible says that man looks on the outside, but God looks on the inside, right? So God doesn't care how tall you are, how good-looking you are, how athletic, how intelligent, right? But He looks at your heart. And when He looks at your heart, if He sees that cobra, He would ask you a question. Say, now, would you want a poisonous snake running around your house? And let me ask you, would you want a poisonous snake running around in your bedroom? No, right? And God will say, now you understand why, as you are, I don't want you in my kingdom. And He looks and He sees your past. Every thought you've ever had, every word you've spoken, everything you've done, the things you've done when no one was looking. And if He sees the filth of that sin, He'll ask you a question. Would you want sewage in your house? And you say, well, no. And God just says, now you understand why, as you are, I don't want you in my kingdom. And poison. I don't want destructive poison. Would you want poison in your house, in your kitchen, in your bedroom? And you say, well, no. And God says, now you understand why, as you are, I don't want you in my kingdom. That's why I don't want cobras in my kingdom, because sin is destructive and it makes a mess. But you know what? God, the holy God, is rich in mercy and steadfast love. And that's why He gave this promise here in Ezekiel that we read a moment ago. God looked at His creation, at sinners, with this triple deadly problem of sin. And God said, I'm going to provide a solution. And so He made a promise. He said, I'll take out that heart of stone, and I will give you a new heart. And I'll wash you clean of all the filth, of all that sin that you've committed, all that sin that's weighing on your conscience, and that guilt. I'll wash it clean. And I will eliminate, get rid of the poison, and I will put a new spirit in you. I'll put my Holy Spirit in you. That's what God promised. And that's what God produced. See, God provided, He not only promised that solution, but He provided that solution. And that solution has a name. And His name is Jesus. See, when Jesus came 2,000 years ago, God, as a man, He took on flesh. God took on flesh. And then he went to that cross. And I'm sure that everyone here in this room knows Jesus died on the cross and Jesus rose again. He died on the cross for sins. But do you know why Jesus died? What was Jesus doing? Why did Jesus have to die and then rise again? Well, when Jesus went to that cross and he was dying on that cross, being nailed to the cross by those Roman soldiers, Jesus was putting to death the cobra. He was putting to death the wicked hearts. And then on the third day, when he rose from the grave, a new heart came up with Jesus, a new life for sinners like you and like me. And when he was on the cross, he was taking the penalty of sin, right? The scripture says that the wages of sin, not just the really bad ones, but the wages of all sin, the wages of that filth, is death. And on that cross, Jesus was experiencing the death that your sin and my sin deserves. And so that blood that he was shedding is what washes sinners clean. It washes all of that filth away. And when the blood of Jesus washes you clean, you become pure and white as snow in God's sight. And out of the grave with Jesus comes a new righteousness for sinners. And when you're connected to Jesus and he sees that new heart, the heart of Jesus, and he sees the righteousness of Jesus, he doesn't see the filth of the lies and the lust and the anger and the bitterness and the jealousy and the gossip. He doesn't see that, but he sees the righteousness of Jesus. And when you have the righteousness of Jesus, then you have reconciliation with the God who made you, the God who made all this world. You have peace with God. And on that cross, Jesus was also eliminating the poison. He was destroying the poison of sin. And out of the grave came a new holiness for sinners. You know, the scripture says, without holiness, no one can see the Lord because he is holy. But Jesus came out of that grave. And when he ascended to heaven, he poured out the Holy Spirit on all who believe in him. And when you have the Holy Spirit in you, you have the holiness of Jesus. Do you ever think about why the Holy Spirit is called the Holy Spirit? It's when the Holy Spirit is in you, he's the one that is making you holy. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of Jesus. And when the Holy Spirit is living inside you, then Jesus is living inside you. You have fellowship with God. There is nothing better. Jesus described the Holy Spirit as a fountain of living water. He said, if you come to me and you believe in me, I will give you the Holy Spirit, and he will be a fountain of living water flowing up out of your heart. So Jesus produced that salvation that God promised through his cross and through his resurrection. And so maybe you're here tonight, and you look at your life, and you think, boy, I don't have a new heart. I look at my heart, and I know I don't have the heart of Jesus. And I know my sinful past. I know that I'm guilty, that I've got the filth of my sin, and I see the destructiveness of my life. But I want a new heart. I want to be washed clean. I want that fellowship with the living God. I want Jesus in me. I want the Holy Spirit. How do I get that? Well, if you're out in a river and you don't know how to swim, you're drowning, what do you do? What would you do if you're out in the middle of a river? You can't swim, but you're drowning. You say, help, help, somebody save me, I'm going to drown. If you don't save me, I'm going to drown and die. That's why the scripture says, call in the name of the Lord and you'll be saved. Look to Jesus. Jesus is the Savior. And you call out to Jesus, Jesus, I see my deadly problems. I'm going to die if you don't save me. But I know that you are the Savior. Give me a new heart. Make me a new person. Wash me clean of my sins. Forgive me and give me your Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus will never turn you away. He is a friend of sinners, just like we were singing. So that is the gospel. That is the glorious gospel. The living, holy God who created us to be in fellowship with Him looked at our deadly sin problem, and He promised a solution, a triple solution, a new heart. He said, I'll take that old heart out of you, and I'll give you a new heart. I'll wash you clean of all that sin, of all that filth, and I'll put my Holy Spirit in you. And that's what He did in the Lord Jesus. So go to the Lord Jesus for that triple solution, to be saved, to come into relationship with the living God. When you are in relationship with the living God, that is eternal life. And that's my prayer for every person in this room. That's what I was praying for this afternoon, all week. I know many have been praying. That is my prayer. So call on the name of the Lord to be saved. And if you're here tonight and you know Jesus, but maybe you still see remnants of that old nature, look to the Savior, to Jesus. He is the one who gives you His heart, His righteousness, and His holiness. Jesus is the friend for sinners. What a Savior we have. Let's pray. Lord our God, we thank You and we praise You that You are rich in mercy. We thank You for Your love. We thank You, oh Father, that You so loved the world that You sent Your only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. And we pray that You would grant that life to anyone here tonight who does not have that life, who does not know You by the power of Your Spirit. Open their eyes, open blind eyes, Lord, and bring to life dead hearts. And we pray that You would encourage all who know You. We pray that we would glory and joy in that salvation, great salvation that we have in Christ. And it's in His name that we pray these things. Amen.